So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Got Bob Durkin here, president, CEO, Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you again.
Jason, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk festive activities and ways the chamber gets involved with bringing people to different communities.
So here we are on the cusp of the holiday season. And of course, one of the most important things that we try to do at this time of year is to really put the spotlight on our small retail operations. And when I say we, I'm talking about both the Greater Scranton Chamber, but also all of the other regional chambers of commerce and our visitors bureaus. It's a fun, exciting time of year, and we have so many different events that are happening up and down the whole region. What I want to focus on here is, to at least to a degree, is that when we can get an opportunity to bring people into our downtowns, be it downtown Scranton or Wilkes-Barre or Pittston or Dunkanic, fill it in, Carbondale. What's great about that is we can have events that can draw folks to the town, but it's also that opportunity to sort of reconnect with small boutique retail operations. Jason, you and I have talked about this before. The vast majority of the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and in fact, the businesses in northeastern Pennsylvania, are small businesses. Now, if you go by the Small Business Administration, right, they'll say it's 500 employees or fewer. We really tailor that down to what we would look at as the average business in the Scranton Chamber has about 10 employees. And in the retail world, particularly the boutique, the small retail operations in our downtowns, you know, sometimes you're talking about four or five people, you know, including the owners, often working long hours. So we just want to be able to say to anybody listening out here, that we hope that you will take advantage of the opportunities to come and shop small and shop local.
You want to get people to the community.
Yep.
And if you've done your job, which you guys are very detail oriented, people will want to stay. They'll want to go to local businesses, spend their money. And it's like a chain reaction, right? Or like retail and just supporting local business.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody today shops to some degree online, right? But let's think back to, you know, I'm not trying to be old school here, but think back to when, you know, your shopping was strictly an, you know, in-person experience. Well, that's really, I'll emphasize that word experience. You can't get the kind of fun, you can't get the ambient effect. So if you're shopping, if let's say you decide you're going to go to downtown Scranton and you go to a particular retail operation, point to point. Okay, but while you're there, what's next door? Another retail operation, or a small restaurant, a bar, or, you know, or tavern or whatever else. And so suddenly, not unlike sort of the concept of reading a newspaper Well, you read a story that you want, but then you start reading the story next to it. Well, that's what we want to accomplish here. We want to get folks to come into the downtowns. We want to come to the retail districts so that they can, you know, yeah, maybe they're going to be there for one particular store. But while you're there, why not stick your head in the door next store next door, right? See what you can experience. And it's more fun. And, you know, let's add that level to our holiday season where we're not just buying because we have to buy something. Let's take advantage of the family and friends and neighbors of ours that own and run these stores, especially the, you know, the small legacy stores, you know, that might have been in the family for generations. Not only are we supporting them, but you get that hands-on experience for shopping that I think is adding to the fun of the holidays.
Yeah, I think shopping online is easy. Two clicks and you get what you want. It shows up in 2 days. How do you get around the challenges, I guess, of getting people to go to that second store? Do special events to get people from point A to point B in town?
So again, all of our chambers in the region are doing different things. I'll start with, you know, some of the things that we're doing right now. There's small business features in the December issue of our Momentum magazine. I think it's 13 different small businesses that are featured in this upcoming December issue of Momentum. Everything from Voodoo Brewery, Pullman Interior. So if you're interested in redesigning your house, and a really cool, interesting one here is ZGA One-Stop Multi-Service. Now, that might not jump out as to what that is, but it's actually it's an individual, Zamari, who owns this company. She teaches English as a second language. So if you are an individual or a group of people who are looking for access to certain services, maybe you need to deal with City Hall on something, or if you get a driver's license, and English is a challenge to you, her business is one where you can talk to her, and she can provide that translation service for you. So we're featuring all these different sort of eclectic group of businesses in our December issue because we want you to know that for your shopping experience, as well as your day-to-day, there's a lot of different small businesses that we can focus on and that can provide valuable services to you as a consumer. And that's actually located in our business incubator, the Scranton Enterprise Center. She operates out of our business incubator. So, but that's just one example. We reached out yesterday to a whole host of our regional chambers, we're friends of ours, our visitors bureaus, and some other key players. I just said, hey, we're going to be talking about small business. We're going to be talking about the holiday shopping season. Hey, do you have anything you want to toss our way? And boy, did they. I mean, really. I mean, it's just a flood. I've got about 20 pages here. So let's start with, in downtown Scranton, a really host of different things. The WEJL Tower Lighting Celebration takes place on November 28th.
By the way, one of my favorite things, because it's so weird. It's like the skinniest thing. Yeah. I feel like we need to do something about that. The world's skinniest something, because it is such a quirky little thing. And I think having lived in other areas, I'm like, this is unlike anything else I've ever seen.
Yes.
Just want to point that out.
And I appreciate your open-mindedness as I'm talking about a competing radio station.
Hey, like, at the end of the day, people get really weird about stuff like that. I don't, because at the end of the day, if people are listening to radio, that's all I care about.
So some of the other stuff that'll be happening, the Electric City Trolley Museum will be starting their Elf on the Shelf holiday season. There's a whole bunch of different programs that take place all through the end of November and into December. The Lackawanna County has the Lackawanna Winter Market right on Courthouse Square. And this is really cool. If you haven't seen it, and I think it's also done in downtown Wilkes-Barre, these are little huts that they set up for the month of December. There are probably about 30 different businesses, a lot of them arts and crafts and, you know, small operations that might not have a domicile, a normal store, full store. But they're there for, you know, key times. I think it's Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays all through December. So it's kind of a fun atmosphere as well.
Was that at one point in the old Globe store?
Yeah, they bounced.
That's the last time I was there, and I know it can't be there now, but.
Yeah, a lot of different things that they've done over time. And here's one that I always have to tell people about, and that is the Santa Train. And the reason I've
done that one as well.
Well, and here's my point of pride on this one, Jason. It's actually, I was the one that came up with the Santa Train idea when I was, years ago, I was executive director of the Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority. And we were working with Steamtown, and we were working with the downtowns in Carbondale and Jessup and Oliphant and others. And we said, hey, why don't we put Santa on a train to bring him into these different towns, drop him off, or let, you know, the children get a chance to see him. And I think it's, if I have this right, it's the 26th year of the
Santa.
Oh my
gosh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So my original idea was that we were going to have Santa sort of waiting outside the little downtown and the train to pick him up, but made more sense to just put Santa on the train up in Carbondale, ride him down.
No reason to load and unload Santa, right?
Yeah, well, dropping him off the way. But so that's Carbondale, Archbold, Jessup, Oliphant, Dixon City, and Scranton will all get a Santa on the 7th of December.
Oh, okay. So that's the one that goes through the, I know you exactly when you're, I was thinking about a different one, but that was maybe the Santa trolley.
Yeah, there's a Santa trolley as well.
But I've done both. I live in Archbold, so it goes right through. My family loves that one.
Yeah. And and what happens, what's really cool is that each of these towns then turns that into a festival.
Yep.
So the train comes, Santa comes, there's a big party, there's an opportunity for the children to meet Santa, but there's also an opportunity for people to see and test the downtown retail operations of all these small communities up and down our valley. And again, it's everywhere. I mean, I could probably spend an hour going through all the different things that have been identified. But let me just hit a few additional ones.
Feel free.
So up in Carbondale, and I had a chance to touch base with a good friend of mine, Mayor Michelle Bannon, who's the new mayor in Carbondale.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Michelle, do you have anything going on for the holidays? Her answer was, oh, my gosh, do we have so much. It's unbelievable.
You have an hour, she said.
Yeah, really. on December 4th, they've got a tinsel trail lighting. There's the Pioneer City Ball on December 5th. And then with the Santa train, they also have a Christmas festival at the YMCA and a lighted Christmas parade on the same day. And so it's all kinds of cool stuff. And a few of the other things that I might point out, the Santa parade in downtown Scranton is on the 23rd of November. I always like that because my son and his friends in the Challenger Little League often lead off the parade.
Oh, very cool.
With a banner.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Heard from Lindsay down at the Wyoming Valley Chamber. They're doing Small Business Saturday. Up in Wyoming County, the Wyoming County Chamber has a couple of different programs. The Wyoming County runs two small business programs. One of it is a contest, a shop and win contest. And then separately, they do a gift check program at the Wyoming County Chamber. So you can buy these gift checks and use them in the stores.
Nice. Before we go any further, I have a feeling, like you said, there's 20 pages. You're not going to get to all of it. Is there one location or place where people can see all of this in case we don't get to everything, which I don't know if we'll have time for?
Yeah, it is scattered about.
Okay.
So I'm always going to have to give a shout out to my chamber friends. So check out the chamber website of the town that you're in. If you're looking for Scranton, Lackawanna County, come to the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce website or that of the Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau. Likewise, the Visitors Bureau in Luzerne County, Monroe County, of course, is served by Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau.
I think Facebook does a pretty good job when it comes to events, and there's different ways. So that's one way to go about doing this. There is a lot going on.
Yeah. And then the other part of this whole equation, sort of bringing it back to sort of square one chamber world, You know, we want to encourage all of those small businesses to be very active. You know, take advantage of every opportunity you have to promote your business. For example, you know, there's sponsorship opportunities. There's Lackawanna College. They have a program with their students. In the past, it called their Blitzen Experience. They're changing the name this year. They call it Misfits. But basically, the college students take over their catering area, their restaurant area in the culinary program. And for the whole month of December, November and into December, basically the students are providing meals and tending bar and doing entertaining things that promote the region. And it's opportunities for our small businesses to show up there. You know, it's a networking opportunity. And so they can promote what they're doing. They can touch base with the chambers or Lackawanna College, for example, that does an entrepreneurial program as well, and find out what can you do to help promote your business, social media, advertising, special events, discounts that they may have and offer. And we can, anyone who is a chamber member, if they want to offer discounts, we're happy to put that out and yeah, promote it on social media.
That's great. I always love when you hear like the, you know, entrepreneurs and the students working and interacting, because you never know when you're going to make a connection.
Yeah.
You never, it could just be two businesses meeting up. It could also be the person cooking going, who made that?
That's right.
Come work at my restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you work in this space that I occupy, right, that the chamber world, we always say, we look around our staff, we're all like this. We all talk, we all network, you know, we treat it like it's like every time you run into somebody in any space where there's three people, it's a card exchange, you know, it's an opportunity to grow your network. And so we encourage that. And, you know, again, not to just keep pushing it, but, you know, downtown Pittston has a couple of different things.
They do a bunch of great events.
Yeah.
Many great events.
For the Christmas season, they have the Pink Friday in downtown Pittston on the 22nd of November, and then La Festa di Natale, if I'm saying that right, on December 6th. Just check out the website of the Pittston Chamber, and you can get more details on that.
Notice my experience in not trying to correct you in something. I wasn't sure if you're pronouncing it right either, but we'll get it right. La Festa down there. They have so many. I love downtown Pittston, and just I know where they started and how far they've come, and they're such a great example of just really embracing your local downtown community.
Yeah, I mean, you look to Pittston. A lot of people look to Pittston as the example. They've done such a great job planning and expanding their business network and the business downtown area. Same thing with Scranton. I think you and I talked about this previously as well, Jason. You know, we get visitors to Scranton from the press and from other places around the country. Oftentimes, a lot of times it's wrapped around the office theme.
Time we lean into that.
Yeah. So, and we, you know, of course we promote that as well. But what I always hear virtually every time when these folks talk to us, they get the experience of being in Scranton, or let's say they have experience of being in Pittston or other areas, you know, downtown Canic, for example. And they almost always say the same thing. This is not what I expected. I don't know what they expected.
Right.
You know, in some cases they think it's supposed to be some old boarded up, beat up, you know, town that's seen its day, but then they come in and they see it and experience it and see all the great boutique retail operations, as I said earlier, and restaurants, quality restaurants, and then the events. And it's a whole different experience. And we have it in spades all over northeastern Pennsylvania.
I've said to many people, like best example I have is when I was moving back from the West Coast and I had my car shipped, and where are you shipping it to? I said, I mentioned Dixon City, and she goes, what's the biggest city? I said, Scranton. She goes, oh, I'm so jealous. And it's interesting because I think, you know, the office will bring people here, and sometimes they're really happy because they get to see some of the sites. Yeah. But there are areas, I think, that I don't want to use the word blight, but I guess I just did. But like, there's some areas that are rough, but we're really growing. The area is growing. It's getting nicer. And I think if over time, the people who come here, if the experience can match a little bit of what's in their head, that's a big win for us. And the office is such a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fun for me because the pen paper tower, which is at the start of the credits for the office, is right next to our building. I look out my window every day and I see it. So if I'm on the road, you know, like I was just in Virginia on a business trip a couple of weeks ago, three different people wanted to ask me about the office. And I said, well, yeah, I look out the window and I see that. And I know where all the sites are, you know, Cooper's and Lake Scranton and all the other Lake Wall and Pawpack and things that they reference in the show.
No, party cruises on Lake Wampanoag. That's a bit of a stretch, but.
Well, I think you can get one, but you just have to organize it with certain people. And I think
not like the big ships. Though.
No. But the Chamber of the Northern Poconos, another one of our friends and colleagues up there, you can touch base with them and find out what they're doing up there. There are always some great holiday events up there as well.
Look, without getting into anything specific about world events, let's just say I think there's a time and a place for us all to smile and take a step back and shake it out a little bit, high five each other maybe, or hug it out. I don't know, but some of these events are really kind of, they give me some hope of some positivity out there.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that actually, because not just to get past the, you know, the vitriol that we've all had to experience, particularly on television and all these other platforms in which people are being difficult with each other. But when we break those barriers down and we get into a big event around a Santa parade or some event in Scranton or downtown, you know, any one of the downtowns, nobody cares about that. Nobody's asking those questions.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people always say we have a lot more in common than we think. And particularly when we look at the rich history of Northeastern Pennsylvania, the pride that we take internally in who we are and where we came from. And like I said, to sort of to start this conversation, think about how many different families are served by these different stores and these businesses. And when you're going to, you know, buy some products, please take some time to think about and experience the opportunity to shop local, to shop small, and realize not only are you getting a great experience and good product, and almost always at a good price, but you're also supporting your friends and neighbors.
Great message. We will all be okay. And we will continue to shop local. I mean, it's
we're still here. We came the day after.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So a little bit, it's a little shell shock out there. But you know what? At the end of the day, I always say this, gonna be okay. People say like, you know what? I'm above ground. Really, that's all that matters, right? Yeah. I think.
Well, the bar's not set very high there.
No, you know, I think we should aim a little higher than just below ground. But you know, here we are. Look, as always, you're sharing great information, and with the holidays coming up, there'll be a lot to keep us busy before 2025 gets here.
Yeah, let's have fun this holiday season.
I can't think of anything else I'd rather. I'm sorry, I can't think of it. I just want to have fun. How about that? I'll say it simply. I'm a professional broadcaster, Bob. I can't finish a sentence. No, I think I'm looking forward to it, and you know, my biggest thing as we're talking about the Santa train is I keep thinking the last time my kids did this, I know they both believed in trains. I don't know if they both believe in trains anymore, so I have to see how that's going to work out.
And you can't not believe in them. They're there.
You know what I mean, I think. I just want to make sure. I don't like I'm protecting some big secret. There I'm not go. Sure how many 6-year-olds are listening to this segment, but as always, wonderful to talk to you. People want to find you, Bob Durkin, you're where?
At the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. You can check out our information at www.greaterscrantonchamber.com.
All right. And this has been another edition of the Local Business Community Update. We do this once a month and the podcast lives forever.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.